Okay, or if there's any edits. Okay, call for a motion to approve the minutes. I mean the agenda.
No, so move.
Second.
Okay, it's a moved and second to approve the agenda. All those in favor say aye.
Aye.
Okay, any nays? Okay, it's passed unanimously to approve the agenda. Now on to the minutes. Give me a second to look at the minutes. And then I'll see if there's any edits or... Okay. Everyone had a chance to read the minutes?
Yeah.
Okay.
Earlier.
Motion to accept them.
Okay. Okay. Motion and second.
Second.
To approve the minutes. All those in agreement for approving the minutes, say aye.
Aye. Aye.
Any nays? Okay, it's been unanimously passed to approve the minutes from the July 23rd meeting. Okay, on to Treasurer's Report.
Okay. So for month of July, the only expense we had was the $500 check that we wrote to Tony.
Mm-hmm.
And so with the no change in the encumbered outstanding projects of the $10,960, so as of July 31st, our bottom line is $366,683.70. And I added the monthly spreadsheet just to show for the month of July. You see the $500.
Mm-hmm.
And the projects, they outstanding is the $5,000 for the Fred Warenberg story and the $5,960, that's outstanding for Cupid's I'm Alive project. Got any questions?
So, keeping Saddam Alive has been on the books since 2015?
Yes.
Mm-hmm.
Has anyone been in touch with Mr. McQueen about that? To know where he stands on his project?
Well, you mean Miss Mason?
Oh, I'm sorry. Grantee is Mason.
No, I was thinking of getting in contact with all three and have them present a written report by our September meeting. Because
right.
September is when it rolls around, you know, whether we move forward or...
So this was a project that somebody had died?
Yeah.
Passed away?
This was the one where, yeah.
I mean,
the gentleman.
Was that the hold up? I think it was a key component.
And she was supposed to find other funding sources.
Mm-hmm.
She tried to say that she was a little bit confused about the contract.
Mm-hmm.
Was trying to get the fourth payment, but we told her that, well, in the contract, you don't get the fourth payment until you finish the project, and it's been approved by HEC. And so I need to find out if she's found any more funding source grant.
And the one above it from Rubliki, that looks like the last time they asked for an extension for a completion date was 2016.
Yes.
So that's been a couple of years, too.
Mm-hmm.
I don't see a third one that has any outstanding.
Well, it's not outstanding, but we don't have the film yet. Johnny B. Good. That's the one with Art Holiday.
Yeah.
Did we ever contact them or the legal?
Mm-mm.
Did we ever get legal advice?
No. Well,
we
kind of got legal advice.
We got something from somebody.
The legal advice was, don't sue them. The statute of limitations passed.
Yeah.
10 years
ago.
Yeah.
We were going to try to do something else to try to get an extension.
But we also got an update from him that he is still working on the project.
Mm-hmm.
That was the good news. The good news, we got an update from Dennis that he is still working on it.
I think it's mostly legal issues at this point that he's trying to resolve.
Yeah, about the music.
Actually, people I know through
Chuck Berry
conditions that they've given him money too, but the problem is with the Chuck Berry estate.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. That's the problem.
Okay. Motion to accept the treasurer's report.
Second.
Okay, it's been moved and seconded to accept the treasurer's report. All those approving the treasurer's report say aye.
Aye.
Nays? Okay, we move forward.
So, well, about the treasurer's report, it's not the report itself. When the money we approved for the library last month, when will that go forward?
Actually, I was going to talk about that. I have the check request that I need.
Okay.
At signature, the chairperson.
Okay.
And since I've been out back, has there been a treasurer nominated or on the commission?
I thought that
you appointed me acting treasurer.
Yeah.
You have not nominated an official treasurer.
No, we haven't done an official.
So this, once I get signatures, then I'll push it through our accounts payable, and I'll try to have a check written this Friday.
So it'll show up on the August. Next month we'll see it off of the...
Yes.
That'll be the expense for this month.
Yes.
Mm-hmm.
So I'm going to note on here that I'm the acting treasurer.
That's
okay. Okay.
Mm-hmm. The next thing on the agenda is that it?
Yes.
Okay. Is chairperson's comments. Usually it's closer toward the end, but I wanted to move it up on the agenda because to give us in a frame of of where we are right now. I know it's actually been over years, but over months, I've given you information about how Calip started, you know, the ordinances, what happened with the history about the RFP, all that. And I didn't feel like I needed to bring copies of those again. We're back to kind of like where we were, like, say, 2 years ago before we even did the RFP. And we know that we are not getting funds in our coffers like we did when the Calip was first started. But there have been suggestions, because I haven't seen anything in writing, we haven't had a meeting with the city council, that there might be another funding stream, but I don't know if that's true or not. But I don't know if we still want to have a meeting with city council where we can even ask that question, or do we just want to have a meeting with the city manager to see if there is another funding source. He kind of alluded to it, but that was just that one time meeting.
Well, what is another? What did he say?
That there might be something with the, was it the economic retail? Sales tax.
We could apply to that.
Yeah.
For funding.
Yeah.
But at that meeting, he also said that he wanted us to go before the council.
Yeah. So.
Which I guess that was when? That was earlier this year, like February, March.
Yeah. It was. You know, when he after he came on board.
Right.
And I think before he knew all, everything was going on.
We wanted to wait until council got settled. We had a new mayor.
Yeah.
Like there were some changes in the third ward council.
Yeah.
Second ward, whatever.
Yeah.
I'm guessing that y'all kind of settled now. I guess.
As good as we can.
And know about the money.
What are the requirements to get funding from that group?
You have to present a proposal.
Well, I mean, but what do we have to have in the proposal? What is it? Who do they give money to? Anybody know?
All kinds of people.
I think we would have to show that we are going to do something with the money that is good for University City and keep the CALIB program going and how it's going to benefit University City to invest money into it. Whereas right now, since the money, there's so much money sitting in the bank and University City has so many other needs, I don't think they're going to want to give any money to us until we start spending some of this money and show them that something is going on.
But we really don't know yet.
But what is the mission of that group, though? I mean, I don't know.
But
it's economic development and retail sales tax.
Okay.
And so there's a tax that funds it, and then it, and so I bet the best way, I mean, you can give you examples. UCity and Bloom has gotten funding for some of their work. The city departments themselves have applied and gotten funding for different projects along different areas. You know, the Loop Special Business District then applied and they get funding. I mean, so there's different groups, but there's statutory requirements of where the money can go. So you got to fit in with that. And if you go online, you can see different applications that people have done in the past. And so that's kind of where that goes. Now, for informational purposes and not to say where council may go, there's policy discussions about the economic development retail tax and how the money should be funded. In the past, it looked like it was more like grant applications. So it didn't have, so that's one way of allocating the money. The other one is, does the council have an overriding policy to say this is how we should look at this so that this can be directed in a more concentrated effort so we get a directed impact with the economic development so that, you know, it's kind of like what Mr. Reuter's proposed, you know, is it directed with saying this is where we want this to go as opposed to as long as you meet the requirements and it's got economic development, we'll give so many over here and some money over there. So where do we want to try to focus it? Now, that's a policy question that hasn't been decided. That's where we're, you know, we may go. So I wouldn't say don't apply, don't ask for money. I mean, you can propose it in a number of ways. You could say, look, we want to do this. We don't have enough money for it, but if we, you know, kind of leverage it, you give us some money for economic development. We're using some of our money out of our pot. Now we've got more pushing in a certain direction. Does that help? I don't know. I mean, that's all discussion.
Yeah, and really, long-term. It's not. This is not something we're going to pursue in the next couple of months or anything.
But yeah, because they're usually done in the budget cycle.
Yeah,
So, and this time around, when the budget was passed in June, we kind of basically held off on a lot of the EDRST money and just held them in abeyance. And some people are coming back and saying, well, we really need to rely on that money like the farmers market just came in and said, hey guys, we really rely on that, can you help us out? So we might, you know, those things will be out there. And the process is going to be changed because by statute, the way it looked in the past, all the applications would go to the EDRSD commission. They would make recommendations to council and council would pass them in their budget process. But I think that's going to change because of the way that the statute reads, the ordinance reads. Those applications are supposed to go to council first. Council then gives direction to the commission. Then the commission comes back with their recommendations. And that helps to match policy up with programs.
So who makes the final determination?
The final determination is with council.
With council.
So that's a long-winded explanation.
Yeah.
That it's there, it's available. You could probably put something together that would meet the criteria. I would have no doubt you guys would be able to say this meets the criteria, and then it's just up to council to see where they're headed with those funds.
And it is something that can be applied for annually.
Right. It's that, and that would be the other thing that you all would have to consider, too, if it's an annual thing. So, and you're trying to create sustaining momentum, then the worry is, well, this council liked it.
Does it have to be
3 years from now,
annually?
Does that council like it? That's the problem with annual requests.
Yeah.
It can change.
Right. Is it the kind of thing that has to be spent annually? I mean, if we applied for, you know, a grant of $50,000, does the $50,000 have to be gone at the end of the year?
They run it kind of like you ran your grant.
Yeah.
It's, you know, we want to see progress. We want to have benchmarks.
Okay.
And so that's how it would work. So, yeah, it would be if you're bringing it in, we want to see where did it go, what did you get from it, how did this thing work. There's going to be metrics, and then that's what happens with all of them. And we want to make sure that it's doing the job.
Mm-hmm.
And that could, you know, then the next year if council says,
we
got
some
better
plan. And we can't save some for the next year, right?
I don't think it would. Is this something that
we want to pursue? Because we can get all in the weeds.
I think we should listen to the city manager if this is his
right
proposal for us to consider. I think we should certainly have a conversation with him.
So
but it sounds like he just sort of put it
out there. He just put
he
it
made
out
no
there.
Promises. He
right.
Made,
right.
So but we should listen to him.
Right.
I mean, would it be like off base if Caleb had like a grant writer? I mean, if we're like literally a.
But we could probably
can you
get
hold
to that
till item
Let's hold off on that. And my other comments is that, you know, we have to decide if we want to do another RFP, if we know of someone else that might bubble up, if we want to go down that road again, or you know, keep an open ear for something new that might come along. Like we're going to hear about something new later on in the agenda items. Just to know that I won't say exactly at a crossroads, but we're at another junction. And I have to say, after working, was it 2 years, on trying to get us to go down a different path, and we were almost there, but it just didn't
come to fruition.
No, and I'm troubled by that, but then again, I feel at ease that we didn't, because we didn't have all that we needed. Because we have to be responsible for the University City residents, and I had pulled out this, and it was a last minute decision. Says no, this is not going the way they won't like this. This is not being responsible. So I have to keep that in mind. So I wanted to let you know kind of how I felt about it and where we are and some roads we could take. And to also ask for you to have an open mind and open ears about anything new that might come our way, but also, you know, ask questions. That's mainly what I wanted to do tonight as far as my comments. And I might, in the future, probably put the comments ahead, because usually, you know, we're so tired at the end of a meeting, or we're, you know, we've got places to go, that we're probably not going to be listening at the very end, because I'm like you, we're trying to get out. So that's all I'm going to say. So I am going to go on to the next agenda item, because letter A, first year grant programming proposal, is something new for us. And for us to hear
right.
what
are
he has
copies
to say.
Of it here?
It was in the packet, and you mentioned that there was a little mistake in the amount of money that was put in.
Yeah, but I'm not sending a copy of my thing here. I did not bring an actual copy. I just have Treasury's report. Oh, wait, it is here. Sorry.
It is
here. It is here. Okay, great.
Yeah, it says it's not up to 15. It's really up to 5,000. Take that one out.
No, it's up to 1,500 for
yeah,
a student.
Yeah, okay.
It's
yeah.
Take off a zero.
Right.
I wondered about that. Mm-hmm.
Yes, take off a zero. Because that would be a lot of money for a student group.
Right.
And that would not total up to $30,000.
Right.
Okay.
I got a little happy type in the zero.
1,500 versus 3,000. Yeah.
Mm-hmm. So.
That answers one question I had.
Do you want to
Well, I was going to just open it for questions if everybody's read it already.
Mm-hmm.
Or let everybody read it if they haven't. Because it's a one-pager.
I guess my question is under selection.
Yes.
And I think we might have to see what our responsibility is in this. Usually, when we've given grants, the decision has been made by the commission.
Yes.
This would be somebody other than the commission, except for one person.
Yes, but
then I don't know how this committee would be selected. But I guess my question is, can we abandon our responsibility in that way?
Yeah, well, you're not abandoning your responsibility because the selection committee will take down from the 50 to 100 grant applications their recommendations to this committee, and this committee can vote up or down on any of their selections.
I see.
But this committee does not have time to go through as many submissions as we're going to get on this, I guarantee you.
Mm.
And the selection committee, well, I don't have time to go through 30 submissions. I mean, that's just too many to deal with, and the selection committee would be chosen from people who are in the industry and know the neighborhood to be able to judge if people have the capabilities and where they're coming from to actually produce what they're saying they can, and they would be doing the research. That's how the RAC grants work. They have a whole committee of people who read the grants and then give the recommendations in to RAC, and then RAC decides whether or not it's a yes or a no. But they don't look at like 50 or 100. They look at the selected ones that say, these are 10 good ones. We're going to pick five.
What makes you think we're going to get that many?
Talking to people in the industry and in the arts community about how we would promote this and how many artists and video people are out there that are hungry for an opportunity but who never knew that University City had this money available because it's been buried on the University City website. It's not been put out into the community that you can get a University City grant. Plus, there hasn't been a grant option out there for 2 years. Now, if we get 10, then they may all come into the committee and we'll be backed up and down. But I can guarantee you that through the people at RAC and everybody promoting this, we are going to get a ton. We're going to get a ton of students and we're going to get a ton of professionals.
Well, we've had a ton that we've dealt with in the past when we've had the grant proposals. You know, we've had 20, 30 proposals in a round. And the commission deals with it. Late night meetings sometimes, but we have done that. So,
well, that,
as I say, I've
answered your question. That's how I'm going to answer
that question.
That's
how you see it, yeah.
That's how I see it, because I think that looking around the room, as I turned 60 this year, that we're looking at stuff that we're going to put on social media, we're looking at stuff that's going to be like 3-minute length, looking for real creativity. I think we need people who are artists and some younger eyes, some more diversity, looking at what's submitted than what's in this room.
Okay, now, except for the fact that this proposal is just to promote positive aspects of University City.
It is a directed grant program, yes.
Right. So why that as opposed to what CALIP has been in the past, just a general kind of...
Because if CALIP wants to move forward and go to the city council and ask for further funding, we have to show that we're doing positive for University City. Because otherwise, as a University City resident, I really don't want my tax dollars or even my retail tax dollars going to some documentary on Saddam Hussein. I want to see my money working for the promotion of the city that I live in. And you can do other grants. There's still more than $250,000 out there, but this is directed, and also for students, it gives them something to come into their own community. Because you're not going to have a student from University City High School wanting to go and do something overseas. They need to work within the community to learn how to do video, to learn how to do editing, to come use the library's services. They need to do it here in the community. And there are very few non-directed grants out there. Nobody really does non-directed grants. I have a friend who just got one from the United States Parks Department, but they applied to do Petrified Forest. But the grant was directed on what are you going to do, what national park are you going to promote, and they got a $20,000 grant for that because they picked a park and they gave them a piece. You want to direct people a little bit. You can't just say, go be creative, because as we've seen, people disappear. And these are also very short grant periods. They have to produce within 3 months.
Let me interject. In the ordinance for CALIP, it actually says it shall be the duty and responsibility of CALIP to study the educational and cultural programming needs of University City. So one can interpret that we can have a directed program that is looking at the needs, and we can say positive needs of University City. So it's not totally skewed like, oh, it's narrow. It does fit within, I think, the wording of that. And it says, and to encourage the development of programs to meet those needs. So.
Okay. I mean, let me just say, my first reaction is, yeah, University City, we need a more positive image of University City. Our image has been tarnished, and we need that to improve. On the other hand, I'm thinking, are we not usurping somebody else's job? I mean, if somebody like a publicity or a PR person from University City came to CALIP and said, would you do this? We would say, sure, yes. But somehow it seems like somebody's being left out here. Like we're deciding, and it's a good decision, that University City needs this. But it would seem to me that that directive should be coming from somewhere else, not CALIP.
Well, I like to try to reach a middle ground, and what I'm hearing from everyone here is that, you know, if that was it, if it was like directed by the city government, that would pretty much have to be a positive story about city government. Well, this could be anything positive about you.
This could be totally
unconnected to government or things.
Yeah.
It could just be sort of like, and I, to go back to the Saddam Hussein thing, we do have to remind people that the hero of the story was a U-City resident. So there was a tremendous U-City connection to that story. But so that's sort of it. It's not, if we were involving the city council in this, it would probably have to be about the city itself, not just a neighborhood or whatever. And to that point, I'm totally right, it's been hit to that. Anything that came from the Economic Development Activity Tax would almost certainly have to be about university.
Yeah, it would have
city.
To.
That, and I love the idea of just supporting art that has nothing to do with government or anything, but I guess that would be what the other $270,000 left is for. Mm-hmm. But the Economic Development Taxes, I would be stunned if those could go for
anything.
A movie about something unconnected to University
right.
City.
And because this is just directed about positive University City.
That. I think I'm probably right on that.
And because this is about positive University City, it doesn't have to be government. Somebody could say they want to do the story of a certain business that's been in University City for 100 years. They want to do something on the architecture of University City. There are so many positive things about the different diversity of University City, that could be done, and the exposure and learning opportunities, because a teacher could come in and do her class doing it from University City and have a grant to help them cover some of the costs of doing it. And the one other thing is, I don't know if you guys all saw it, but University City finally has a YouTube channel. It went up two weeks ago.
Yeah. Streaming, yeah, the streaming.
And we have a streaming YouTube channel, which this could be out onto YouTube channels and generate people. And I think it's a very inexpensive way to get Calip's toe into it. I'm not saying let's put $300,000 into this. Let's just put $30,000 in it, and if after the first round doesn't go well, it doesn't have to be continued. But it gets out, and it would allow a lot of people and students to suddenly have be able to fund some projects and learn. It's a big part about learning, because if you can do a good 3-minute video and learn editing, then you can do a 10-minute one, then you can do a 30-minute one, and you learn so much.
In terms of the selection, I mean, maybe it would be better to be more specific in saying that initially there would be 3 to 5 non-Calip Commission members, but that the final decision would be made by the Calip Commission.
Yeah, that's fine. I think that was pretty much implied, inferred, but yes, we can put that in writing into the piece. And actually, we can even make it so that the committee of 3 to 5 is approved by the commission and present their resumes to say, we want you to be a person. It's like the regional arts commissioner has commissioners who are appointed by either Steve Stanger or Lyda Crewson, because they're both city and county, and you have to be nominated by them and then approved by the Regional Arts Commission to say, yeah, you know what you're doing, you have an arts background or a marketing background, you have video background, you know how to deal with grants, so we want you on our commission. And that's how I would approach it, because then you'll have several people that you go select and go like, okay, we like this person, like that person.
But they would present what they consider eligible.
Right. The
and
ones
then we would make the
right. They decision. Would they would talk to the grant, the people who wrote the grants and everything, and say, wait a second, this guy's applied for a professional grant, but he's not professional. He's looking for some money, and we've looked at his previous work or what he says his previous work, and he's not a professional. And he's not even a student, he's just applied. And it might be a really good application where they say, you know, it's a great idea and we think you should give him a chance. It can also be, we think that this guy is not up to the speed that we should risk $3,000 on him.
I noticed that you have here a September release request for application proposals.
Well, we're pushing that all back a month.
Okay.
Because this was supposed to be for last month, and I didn't push it back.
So the application, would it be similar to what we have for just our what we use in our grant round?
It would be very similar to what RAC uses for their grant applications.
I was wondering, does RAC have their grant application online so that we could see how they...
They do. And part of this, as you noticed, is that we do have in the budget is the consultant to create and manage the program. We're not just picking up our thing and sending it out. We're going to have somebody who manages it and takes care of it and writes it. And my recommendation, whose resume is attached, has been doing it for 22 years for the Regional Arts Commission.
Oh, that's who that person is. I didn't know who that was.
Yes, okay. That's who that person is. Okay. And Roseanne Weiss has been in the arts community forever. And that's why I said I've talked to her, and she said her Rolodex of people who want to apply for this grant program is ridiculous. And she spent 22 years at RAC running the CAP program, which is the Community Arts and Training Program, and the grants programs. And she has moved on from RAC and is now consulting, and she's doing a couple of federal programs for grant writing, and she just got one that she's writing a book and an entire coursework for the federal government, and she has given me an extraordinarily cheap rate for her time to handle this.
So do you have somebody else for the social media and marketing?
I have a couple of pieces for the social media. One named Angelo, who has done a phenomenal job for me, but he's on the autism spectrum. And he is like one of those people that just focuses the social media but doesn't have social skills for the committee kind of thing. But he's good. I have several other people that I know who are social media, but that I'm very open to, okay, let's find somebody. But I run all sorts of stuff where, like, my event's coming up. Right now I've got 534,000 people have seen my Great Grilled Cheese Off event that's in September on Facebook. 14,000 people have said they're interested in going. I thought we'd be lucky to have 1,000 people interested in the first year. Well, Angelo did the social media, and it's literally on fire. So people are seeing it. They're seeing the videos we do. They're out there. And that's what we want for these short videos that we're going to commission, is we want everybody to see them. We want it to be like, wow, this is, let's follow their channel, let's do it, because then University City is going to look at it and say, what Calip is doing is really raising the bar for the city, and it's following its mission, which is to have artists create videos and educate kids and people to use the library stuff and bring it up. I think both components are absolutely necessary, because if you create videos that nobody sees, it's not a good use, and you can't create videos. You have nothing to show if you only have the social media aspect.
So what's a miscellaneous event?
We actually were talking about doing a, and that could or could not happen, we were talking about doing exploring a venue screening like the Tivoli Theater and doing an event around CD short films so that people come out and we can kind of make a big deal about the fact that they've happened. And it's basically a big party to say you've all completed your work, we've invited all the University City residents and other artists to come in and see these, and if they're 3 minutes and we've got 10 or 15 of them, you've got 30 to 45 minutes of viewing to do as an evening to say, here's what's happening with University City. We're going to show it at a meeting. And for University City, our theater is kind of the Tivoli, which is why we put that down. It's like right in the heart of the city and could be a fun evening event. But also to just kind of tell people, like, these exist now. Go follow the YouTube channel. Go look at these. See what we're doing in University City.
So it's kind of like, you know, contingency. It's it might not be, we might not have to spend $2,500. It might.
That's just a round number. I've not explored how much refreshments would be, or if the Tivoli would rent or give us the space or the pageant. And that would not certainly be spent out until everything else was done.
So you're
okay.
And we might explore the high school.
Mm-hmm. The screen.
They have a screen.
Yeah.
Well, they have it here at the library, too.
Yeah. Yeah.
We could do it at the library.
Depending
the problem with those two is alcohol and refreshments.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm an event planner.
People
don't show up, but you could get a beer sponsor that would say, we're going to give you the beer. I get that for most of my events, Four Hands or somebody. The new Hopcat restaurant is in my Grilled Cheese Off. They probably go, great, we want to promote ourselves. You're having a party for a few hundred people.
Yeah.
We'll provide food.
What?
Alcohol's a lot at the library for special events.
Yeah, with double orders approval, yeah.
Yeah, I just never paid attention if it's allowed at the
I just assumed it wasn't since is food allowed?
I'm trying to like plan any of their trivia nights.
Oh, it is?
I just don't remember. I don't remember an event.
Anyway,
I'll check on that, though.
That's all details that would be months away. And we would have to look at the videos and say, yeah, we feel we need to do an event around these.
So are you counting on 10 people doing, 10 applicants being approved?
I'm thinking that it would be, somewhere between 7 and 10, depending on how many professionals versus how many students.
I apologize, but I have a 7:30 meeting in Clayton I cannot be late for. Okay. I don't know if we'll be voting on this tonight. Obviously, I don't have the final proposal, but I just, let's say, obviously, we won't be voting on it, but I do generally support the idea. Mm-hmm. So I have my, my
blessing.
My general support.
We've got four
people,
I guess.
We have a quorum. Mm-hmm. We have a quorum. One, two, three, four, five.
So, again, monies would go out over a period of time. This would not be one check. We would first hire the consultant who would write the proposal, pay half that fee. Then it would be a month, probably, and then we would find the social media person and decide on that person, pay them half their fee, and then it would be the time of the selection, which is a couple of months for people to put forth their proposals, and then the proposals that are chosen would get, and I'm recommending it as a third, a third, a third, and there would be a lot of hand-holding in between, because the person who's managing the event, with the stuff, would be checking in with them to say, yes, you have shot your film, you're at a point where you can get your second, third, because all you have to do is edit. And some of the proposals may be, you know, we want to shoot something that's in January. The ice sculpture, do a festival. And we might say, that's great. We want that covered. That's a really positive university city thing. And we'll give you the grant, the first third of the grant, but we're going to extend your deadline so that you had, because we know the date that you need to film, and the filming can only happen for that part on those days, but then there's research and interviewing people before and or after to put together a film.
Let me go back to, because, you know, Bob did raise the question about a selection, and he said Calip can approve the 3 to 5 people who are going to do this, and which includes a member of our commission here. How do you see us doing that?
How do I see finding those people?
Mm-hmm.
I would go through RAC and through Roseanne's contacts and through my contacts and try to find people in University City who have dealt with grants before, which there are many, because RAC has, I was a RAC grant reader. You sign up for a year and they send you grants to read. So
were you, Bob, weren't you?
Mm. Yeah. So you there's a, there, that is something, it's sort of like asking for grantors, for the people to apply for grants. It's, do you want to be, or are you willing to be a grant reader, and then you apply for
educational
it.
Educational things.
And then we approve the applications for who the grant readers are. I mean, I would be looking for people who've dealt with grants before, like Lizette Dennis, who worked at RAC. Like, what's her name, who ran grants? What's her name? Jill?
She just wrote
Jill
letter.
McGuire.
See her letter in the post. Lizette.
Okay. Yeah. Lizette, Jill, Sherry Sisax at RAC. Lynn Maupin ran their grant program for years, and she is no longer with RAC, so she's available. There's a whole lot of people out there. John Russell is a current RAC commissioner, and it's really a matter of, do we trust this proposal? Because we are not writing the check tonight.
No.
We are saying that we are going to proceed forward with it, because nothing is going to be nailed down in stone until it goes a bit farther. But if we vote it down, then it's a dead issue. If we vote it up, then by the next meeting, I will have done more work on it. But right now, my fall is like 4 major events and stuff, and I'm not working on anything that is not moving forward, because I've already put enough into this to get it to this space and talk to enough people to say this will work, and it's a really good use of the funds from the standpoint of what it's going to do for students, what it's going to do for professionals in the area, and how it's going to promote University City. And it is within, as Pat pointed out, the scope of what Calip should be doing.
So if we voted up, what will you present to us in like September, or should we wait like October?
If we both voted up in September, I will present to you probably some of the people who would be screening the grants, and probably a first round of what the grant application would look like, and get that process moving. Mm-hmm. You know, because mm-hmm. it takes time.
Mm-hmm. Maybe we should meet Roseanne.
That would be fine. That would be fine.
Mm-hmm. If I can ask, if you don't mind me, just a couple of questions.
Absolutely.
Just to flush things out. It seems like that the only for sure expenditures in the early phase would possibly be the consultant and maybe some of the marketing.
Right.
And so the rest of the, you know, if you got no proposals, well, there's 15 grand that's going to go nowhere. If nobody
applies. Well, it's not even.
But I'm not.
Even 15 grand. It's $3,250 and $2,500. So it's a minimal amount to get the ball rolling.
Right. And so then that, and would there be any set asides for, you know, like a minimum of two students would be approved?
We could do that.
We could absolutely do that. Fear would just be like the professionals. If we get a bunch of applications, probably the professionals will shine compared to students, possibly, and then they all get approved.
That's one reason why they're marking if they're applying as a student or they're applying as a professional, so that the students would get from usually when you're reading a grant, if it's a student grant, you kind of go like, okay, I'm going to give them some leeway. They don't have the professional background.
Yeah.
They're not getting as much money either, but we're going to help them along more. But yeah, you could do a set aside and say we're going to guarantee at least two students.
Yeah, because then that
going to get it.
That would give you two from them, and then even if the rest were all from the professional side, that would be
six total that you'd be able to get done. Yeah,
if that fits your goal.
I think it would be 6 to 8. Yeah. I'd like to see. Yeah, and there is no reason, with the amount of money that Calip has in the bank, that if we had 10 grade proposals, that we couldn't vote to say, we're going to throw an extra $3,000 because we like this one, or we've got two extra students, we want another
$3,000,
where it is. Because nothing is set in stone. That's the thing, is this is very flexible at this point. I mean, we can put it out, because we're not saying how many grants we're issuing. We're putting it out for grant proposals. Directed grant proposals. And if we get 100 of them and we say 10 of them are great, but that's going to cost $30,000, not $15,000, we as a commission can say yes. I mean, or we can say we're only doing $15,000, that's what we decided on, so we're going to cut this down.
Yeah.
But I think first we get the proposals in and say, okay, we're at least, because if you put the proposal out there, you got to have at least a minimum amount of money that you're going to issue.
Yeah. Makes sense.
Okay. Have any other questions?
Do you want to put this in the form of a motion for where we can go next?
Sure. Mm-hmm. Sure. A motion to proceed to this and bring in the consultant and get started on a grant program that's something that we can have basically in place by the end of this year, because I would like to be able to announce who has the grants by the end of this year, which is December, which is where we have the announcement, because we wouldn't be looking at the videos until March. We're giving them 3 months to do them, and that way people have time to apply. It's the fall school year, which is happening, so we can get it out to the video teachers and stuff.
Okay.
I'm hearing it all that somewhere in the motion, which I will second.
Yeah.
Yes, I second the motion. Recommendation that the selection process be clarified. Yeah.
Okay. We're moving that we initiate the project.
Yeah.
Okay.
Do we have a second?
I have seconded it.
Okay. Wait. It's been moved and second to go forward with the first year grant programming proposal. All those in favor say aye.
Aye.
Aye. Aye. Aye. Aye. Aye. Aye. Aye. Aye. Aye. Aye. Aye. Aye. Aye. Aye. Aye. Aye. Aye. Aye. Aye. Aye. Aye. Aye. Aye. Aye. Aye. Aye. Aye. Aye. Aye. Aye. Aye. Aye. Aye. Aye. Aye. Aye. Aye. Aye. Aye. Aye. Aye. Aye. Aye. Aye. Aye. Aye. Aye. Aye. Aye. Aye. Aye. Aye. Aye. Aye. Aye. Aye. Aye. Aye. Aye. Aye. Aye. Aye. Aye. Aye. Aye. Aye. Aye. Aye. Aye. Aye. Aye. Aye. Aye. Aye. Aye. Aye. Aye. Aye. Aye. Aye. Aye. Aye. Aye. Aye. Aye. Aye. Aye. Aye. Aye. Aye. Aye. Aye Okay, so we have the first year grant programming proposal. It's passed.
So I will get working on it.
So we are going to be expecting you to move forward this and report and give us what the application,
first version of the writing, and I will bring Roseanne Weiss to the next meeting to talk to everybody about what she's going to be doing.
Okay.
You know, but I will engage her and get started.
Okay. I bet you know Roseanne.
You think?
Yes. Yeah, I'm sure you do. You
know Roseanne. Very well.
Yeah. She's fabulous.
How would I know?
Huh?
Oh, she's been
around. She's been a wreck for years. What's her husband's name?
Harper Barnes.
Is her husband.
Okay.
He's the film critic for The Post.
Oh, okay.
I mean, they have a lot of film going on in that family and art. So she's really the ideal candidate for this.
Okay, the next
item. She's at the theater on same shows.
Okay, the next item on the agenda. Hopefully this will go much quicker because we've been here before, the grant round discussion. Do we want to do a grant round?
I make a motion that be next month's discussion since we've just decided on doing a grant round for short grants.
I would second that motion that we table this.
Okay.
For now, because let us work on what we've decided to do and then go on from there.
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay, a motion has been made to... Would this be to table?
To table.
Yeah,
this would be to table the discussion on grant round discussion until next month's meeting. And it's been seconded. All those in favor, say aye.
Aye.
Okay, it's been okay, so it passed, I guess, unanimously.
Yep.
Next month's discussion. Okay, now we're down to council liaison comments.
I don't have a whole lot, except it's the big TIF Commission meeting. It's tomorrow night, 6 o'clock at the high school. If you want to watch the fireworks, please show up.
Did you see on Facebook that Ellen Byrne is organizing a protest, a CBA protest thing?
Oh no,
God.
I didn't.
Yeah, before the meeting. Yeah. I don't know if she's organizing it or just announcing
it. Or promoting it.
I don't know.
Okay.
There you go.
Whatever.
There'll be excitement.
Should we bring popcorn?
Although the last time they said there was going to be a protest meeting, nobody showed up.
Nobody showed up. For renters.
Yeah.
It was for renters. The renters.
You know, that's part of the foundation of a vibrant and discussion in our communities. That's what we do.
Now, I did want to ask you a question about, should Calop be meeting with City Council, for a special session, or should we wait, or should we just invite the city manager to come back again, or he said that he was going to talk to you.
Said he was going to talk to the council and see what we wanted to do. I know there's been a discussion in very general and very broad terms about, looking at Calop and Wood. And I think we're going to be discussing, because we've got a number of commissions, boards, in the city. And some are very active and some are not. So I think there's a discussion of, are any of these in a position where they can be merged, done away with, reorganized? And so that might be a discussion that Calop could be part of that discussion. Is it, is it a situation where this and maybe arts and letters now become one.
Mm-hmm.
That's a discussion to be had.
Mm-hmm.
So I think you want to be part of that discussion. I believe there'll be a work study, a study session that relates to that. And I'm going to have to check, because our draft agendas just came out, and it might be part of that for next Monday's meeting, that there'll be a study session.
Is there a next Monday's council meeting?
There is a council meeting on Monday.
August the 27th.
And there may be a study session before the council meeting and then an executive session afterwards. I'll be there all night. And I don't know if that's on that study session. There's a number of topics. So if it is, it'd be something to at least somebody from Calc, maybe just
I'll
attend and listen.
Let me know.
And I'll let you know what if that's on it,
yeah.
Just to make sure.
Because we're starting to actually do something here.
Yeah. At least then you could get a feel for what the council's talking about, what the city manager's looking at. It's a study
before
session.
Before the meeting, a study session before the
before
council.
The meeting. And I'll make sure that it's, I'll check the agenda and then I'll get a hold of it. If you're going to be there, I'll get
a
hold of you.
I might show up.
And then you might, yeah. And this, with the study sessions, it's there isn't public comment. It's just you're an observer.
And this will be on the UCD website.
It should be on the, yeah. The
agenda streaming, well, live streaming of that.
No.
Of the study session?
I don't think studies. Yes, they will. Yes.
I would think that almost once they, now that they've got it up and running, I think they'd probably do almost anything except for the executive session.
I hope so because I know I can't do Monday meetings after the 27th. Well, 27th on. I can't do Monday meetings or Wednesday meetings.
Yeah, this is there. We're talking about, you know, are we
being
screened? Session can take place up on the dais and then you'll move the camera.
Because we're a public meeting.
There's no reason we have
just
to
record
it. Yeah,
okay. Well, it looked like it might be video cameras. That's like, I would have done my hair.
So, Steve, has it been determined that you're allowed to speak? Here.
Yes, that.
Okay.
Yeah, that came up, and I mean, I was just a little feeling. One of the council members was at a commission meeting, and the chair of the thing said to him, "You're not allowed to speak. You're here just to observe and report." And he said, "I don't think that's how it works." Mm-hmm. And so he brought that up and. And council pretty much agreed that that's not how this works. Every commission that I've been a liaison since I've been on the council has never been that way for me. It's always been sometimes it's fairly formal, like, Steve, it's your turn, what do you want to do? And I don't have a whole lot of, and other ones it's like, I'm just a member of the group and we just chat about stuff all night long. Mm-hmm. And I don't, the only part of that is, it's, and I hope I follow this, is as a council member, we're not here to persuade a position on anything. So, but to give information, to discuss it, to maybe point out possible bumps in the road you guys might face as you move forward, but not to direct your decision-making process. So that's been some of the discussion in the past that people would come in and say, well, this is what you need to do. And then they start running, that kind of defeats the purpose of having these separate boards and commissions. And so we have to balance that. So we're not directing you, but we're participating, and that's what we're allowed to do.
Okay.
And hopefully I do that. I don't.
If we finish in 2 minutes, we made it in an hour, which is my goal, is to keep the meeting to an hour past.
So I'll stop.
Hello.
I'm done.
Yeah, good. Okay.
Okay. Well, that's it. The next meeting date is Thursday, September the 27th at 6:30.
Would anybody have a problem with making it Wednesday the 26th?
Yes.
Yes.
I can't do any more Mondays or Wednesday night meetings.
Okay.
Yeah. Cause
at
I've
least
got
up until December 31st.
I've got a major conflict on the 27th. So.
Oh, you do?
I do. Yeah. It's a PPA fundraiser that night.
What about the Tuesday night, the 25th?
It's fine
with me. That'll work for me.
How do you feel about that?
Works for me.
I'll fit it in. Well, what else? Let me think about my life. My life is changing. I'm onboarding a lot of stuff. But that means I probably can't.
I gather you have a conflict on that Thursday night.
Thursdays is something I can change, but Thursday night is usually a network event that I attend, and so.
Oh.
But I can do Thursday, but you just said you have a conflict that Thursday.
Yeah. Yeah,
so that's two of us. I would prefer to Tuesday, a Monday or a Tuesday if it's not a council meeting, is always better at the beginning of the week for me. But I will defer to whatever Pat needs.
Mm. Well, Tuesday.
Can we keep it at 6:30?
Yeah.
6:30 the 25th? Great, thank you. Yeah, then I can.
Okay, hopefully my cookies will come out next time. You missed my brownies last time.
Did you decide on which night you missed?
Tuesday the 25th.
This room is open. The auditorium's tentatively booked.
This room is fine.
This room is fine.
This room is good.
6:30 again? Mm-hmm.
Yes. Mm-hmm. And since I won't see you all before then, September 22nd is the Great Grilled Cheese Off in Forest Park with 10 not-for-profits that help people with special needs. They're each doing a challenge. It's an awareness event. And we have even University City Restaurant, Hot Cat, participating Saturday the 22nd.
Meeting date.
From noon to 6.
The 25th.
All right. Yeah. And these volunteers, or you can get a ticket and come and try 8 quarters of Great Grilled Cheese sandwiches. They're really fabulous gourmet sandwiches. And then learn about the
Forest Park.
Forest Park, right next to the History Museum.
Okay, now we
and
went
check
past.
It out on Facebook
we didn't point. Do a gen. We didn't make a motion to adjourn. We passed the 6:30.
Shoot.
I move that we adjourn.
I seconded.
Okay, so moved right. And seconded right to adjourn.
We
all
made
those
the
that are moving say aye.
Aye. Aye.
And
it's not quite 35.
I think we made the meeting in an hour.